I would like to say thank you to all the attendees, or welcome. And my name is Andrew Owusu from Middle Tennessee State University. I'm also the country coordinator for the Ghana Global School-Based Student Health Survey. I have no personal or personal financial or commercial relationships to disclose as it relates to this presentation. Now, the title of my presentation is The Association Between Bullying and Psychological Health Among Senior High School Students in Ghana. And I'd like to start this presentation with an anecdote, and this is true. A little more than a year ago, in the middle of JFK Airport, I was on my way back from Ghana. I ran into a stranger who stopped me and said we went to the same high school. So I asked him what school it was. He mentioned a name, and I said, oh, I went to the same school. His demeanor changed. And he looked at me and pointed at me and said, you used to bully me. So we talked a little bit and we realized that at best we were the same year, and most probably he was a year ahead of me. But what went through my head was, wait a minute, I was the one that was getting bullied. Now, he went on to say that he felt his limited progress in life was a result of the bullying he had experienced in school. And what this story I feel does is it's in line with what most of us already know, which is that bullying has long-term detrimental effects on victims. Now, the World Health Organization has indicated that school-based violence is a global problem. And we also know that bullying is the most prevalent form of school-based violence. However, most of the data and research on bullying comes from developed countries, which indicates, or which basically means that relatively there's a lack of bullying data in African countries, especially Ghana, where I come from. And where data is available, it indicates that bullying is pervasive amongst African adolescents. Now, we also know, and based on presentation we just had a short while ago, that young people are especially vulnerable during early adolescence to the psychological effects of bullying, and that bullied adolescents are more likely to be depressed, report suicidal thoughts, and also report being isolated socially. Now, as I mentioned, the first bullet in there, there's a lack of data. When we turn the focus to African countries, especially Ghana, and so the purpose of the study was to examine the relationship between bullying victimization and psychological health among senior high school students in Ghana. Specifically, we sought to answer two questions. And the first was, what's the relationship between being bullied in general at school and reported signs of depression, suicide ideation, anxiety, and loneliness? The second question was, what's the relationship between physical forms of bullying? Because in Ghana, most of the time when we talk about bullying, we focus on physical forms. And self-reported signs of suicide ideation, anxiety, and loneliness. And in both cases, we're controlling for gender, grade level, and age. Just to briefly define bullying and the consensus in the literature, the four main parts to it, that it's repeated. It's also intentional in terms of infliction of harm, and it can be physical as well as non-physical. And it happens over time, and there's a imbalance with regard to the power relationship. So, methodology, specifically data source and variables. The data for this study came from the 2008 Ghana Global School-Based Student Health Survey. And for our main analysis, bullying victimization by psychological health, our control variables, as I mentioned earlier, were gender, age, grade level, outcome variables, loneliness, anxiety, signs of depression, and suicide ideation. And the exposure variable was bullying victimization. Now, for the analysis plan, first calculate the prevalence estimates with 95% confidence intervals. Chi-square test of independence was used to assess the associations. And then multiple logistic regression to predict the likelihood of being bullied based on demographic variables and selected psychological variables. Let's take a look at a few of the descriptive stats. Sample size was 7,137 participants, 56% male, 44% female. And for grade level, and SHS stands for senior high school, And from this point forward, I'll be referring to senior high school using the acronym SHS. And you can see the breakdown by grade level. So let's take a look at some of the results. And the first is just a cross-tabulation of bullying victimization prevalence by the demographic variables. And as you can see, there's no significant association between gender and bullying victimization amongst this population. However, there's a significant association when we focus on age, where specifically 15 and 16-year-olds are more likely to report being victims of bullying compared to 18-year-olds. And for grade level SHS 1 and 2 students are more likely to report being victims compared to SHS 3 students. Now, to further quantify this association, calculate the odds ratio. And what we can see on here is that the odds across groups for when we focus on age, there's no difference. However, for grade level, there's a significant difference. SHS 1 students are 3 times more likely to report being victims. And SHS 2 students are 2.7 times more likely to report being victims. So what this tells us is that grade level is a better predictor of bullying amongst this population. And in case you are wondering, well, why not age? I think part of the reason is that in Ghana, at any particular grade level amongst this population, there's significant age overlap. So I think that's the reason why the odds ratios are coming out that way. Now, if we focus on bullied most often in a physical manner, so physical forms of bullying, then you can see there's a difference when we focus on gender between boys and girls. Boys are 2 times more likely to report being bullied in a physical manner. For age, still no difference with regards to the odds when we look at the different groups. And at the grade, the different levels, this is consistent with the previous slide, although the odds are slightly lower. Okay, so let's look at cross-tabulation of bullying victimization prevalence by mental health status. And as you can see, there's a significant association between bullying victimization and our selected mental health variables. That students who report, yes, with regards to being lonely, anxious, signs of depression, suicide ideation, they are more likely to also report being victims of bullying. Again, to further quantify the association, as you can see on there, students who report being lonely, also 1.8, being lonely compared to those who said they weren't, 1.8 times more likely. Anxiety, those who said yes, two times more likely compared to the no group. Depression, approximately 2 times more likely compared to the no group, and suicide ideation about 1.7 times more likely compared to the no group. Now, when we look at the odds, specifically focusing on psychological health by victimization, in this case we are focusing on physical forms of bullying, there is no significant difference with regards to the odds for each of the selected psychological health variables. And so what this basically means is that amongst this population, that physical forms of bullying is as bad with regards to the mental health status as non-physical forms of bullying in terms of association. So in summary, nationally bullying is a substantial problem at the senior high school level, and we also know that it's negatively associated with the psychological health of students. And that both physical and non-physical forms of bullying are equally associated with poor psychological health. And some other recommendations we make is there's a need to address the high burden of victimization borne by especially SHS 1 students, but I also think SHS 2 students also definitely require some attention. And any intervention programs should take into account the fact that both physical and non-physical forms of bullying are associated with negative outcomes. And also there's a need to better engage, and in this case I'm talking about education, of teachers as well as parents with regards to the effects of bullying. Now, we also recommend further research to examine bullying patterns, because the GSHS, 2008 GSHS, does not allow us to assess patterns, as well as to get a better understanding of roles amongst this population. Acknowledgements, collaborators in this, the Ghana GSHS Surveillance Project, my university, Middle Tennessee State University, and also the Ministry of Education in Ghana, the World Health Organization, and CDC does provide quite a bit of technical assistance on this. And that's it. Thank you very much.